Everyone, we're here, and Martin's going to talk about some of his products. And I've been on his products every single day, and I'm feeling better. I'm sleeping deeper, and it's amazing. You guys have to. I wouldn't have him on this every week if I didn't think his stuff was amazing. And he's got 600 products, everyone. There you go.
Yeah. All right, so maybe we should expand the scope of it. So first of all, I work as a metabolic typing advisor. I am schooled in how genetics and food interact. And our genetics, you know, our ancestors, like up to 500 years ago before the Industrial Revolution, they lived in a fairly narrow scope and climate. So if somebody lived in the tropics, they had easy access to tropical fruit, and they probably could do just fine on mostly vegetarian food. Mm-hmm. But people who lived in the cold climate, like Norway or Sweden or some North America, I don't know, by the Baffin Island, somewhere up there, they have 7 or 8 months of winter. There are no vegetables year-round. So they had to adapt, and they had to adapt to the food resource that's available in that local area. Mm. And it didn't take too many generations for that to happen. So now you have people who can live I guess they're called Eskimos still, I don't know, yeah. Northern people. Mm-hmm. They can live on whale blubber and seal meat that they never cook. Where? Yeah. They don't see a vegetable year round. On the other hand,
I'm from the equator, by the way, right on the equatorial line is where I'm from, the equator.
Yeah. Right. And so when you and five generations before you live on easy access to tropical fruit, you'll probably be doing just fine on a tropical fruit diet, and you might not do so well on something else. And so not everybody is an Italian farmer, right?
Right.
And so when this North American diet that's mostly pizza and calzone and whatever, well, that's good for some people, but far from everybody.
Right.
And the second thing that's going on is that we have this industrial revolution reaching into agriculture. For the last 100 years, the nutrition density or nutrient density has been declining. There's less and less of it in food.
Yeah.
And so what's happening is that the fertilizers are pushing the plants to grow faster. They look good on the outside, but on the inside, they're actually quite thin or hollow. They don't have, I don't mean physically, I mean chemically. Like there's not enough. There may be calcium, but there might not be magnesium. There may not be selenium or whatever. Like you'll be running into deficits.
Right. So the selenium thing, do I have that product or no? The selenium product that you're talking about.
Well, we put it into all of the superfoods, right? That the whole concept of the superfood is that we go around the planet and we find high density foods, and we find organic or biodynamic foods that have been grown slow on the soils, foods that have a lot of nutrients. And even still, we fortify them with minerals. And we have this special method where we feed the minerals to a yeast, the baker's yeast, and the yeast actually eats those minerals and turns them into edible or absorbable minerals. So even the vitamins that would start out as something not quite so absorbable turns into something that's very, very absorbable.
I've never actually seen, you know, when I look at all the ingredients, any kind of greens that have that many ingredients in one container, all mixed together in the right consistency. That is like very hard to do. I think you've managed that very well in the Aura C and in the whatchamacallit, the stuff for your gut. What is that called? The
Strataflora.
The Strataflora, my gosh, it's just, yeah. It's
yeah, the really Strataflora amazing. Is, again, you know, they tell you, oh, yeah, take some yogurt, that'll be fine. Well, in yogurt, you have maybe four or five species of the microbes. That's far from the whole nature.
Right.
In Strataflora, you have 77 strains of microbes. And there are soil-based microbes, lacto, like the ones found in sauerkraut. We have kombucha Ooh. In there. We have, did I mention soil-based? I
must Yes, have. You said that.
Yeah, I can't count on my fingers.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
Anyway, and so then we also put an antiparasitic stuff in it, and we put herbs that help to calm down over-functioning issues, but we also support the liver and pancreas. So it's rounding out the function. You know, it starts in your mouth. You there are enzymes already in your saliva.
Right.
And there are enzymes that are needed in your stomach and so on. So there's a lot that needs to be taken care of. And we've done that with the Strataflora. So it's not like the famous yogurt that they advertise. I'm trying to think of Activia. Oh, yeah. Activia was advertised on television, you know, dancing belly, everything happy, everything wonderful. Well, they just put one strain of one microbe in it and called it success.
Yeah, I love that. Whenever I see the L-Cassay, because it boosts your immune system, I get excited because I love that. That one particular one, the probiotic, the L-Cassay. Most of them don't have that L-Cassay in it.
All right.
You know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
The L-C-A-S-E-I. That they have. Most of them have acidophilus. Yeah, I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. It's L-Cassay.
Yeah, I just didn't understand your pronunciation. I've been pronouncing it casein.
Casey, okay, because yeah, mine might be wrong, because yeah, I love that one. That one I know is a good product because most of them don't have it. Most of them don't have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. L. Yeah. You know, like you see it as L dot, but it's actually lactobacillus.
Yeah.
And it's KCI, as in K-I. It was identified by Mr. Casey, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, yeah, okay. But yeah. It's a good product. I really like it.
Sure.
Very, very good product. I like it.
Yeah, I actually was talking to my production manager earlier today, and I said, hey, listen, what do you think we should talk about? What should we highlight for people? And he said, well, talk about nutrition. Talk about simple things. I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. We have this product called Barley Gold, mm-hmm. which you haven't had a chance to try yet. But
yeah,
let me talk about that for a bit.
Okay.
This barley is grown on fields that have had their soil balanced. Like there's this agricultural scientist, an engineer, who goes to the farm and checks the soil and then helps to balance the soil. Then mm-hmm. they plant this grain in the soil, the grain that's been already pre-selected to be high quality. And then after they grow it, they check for viability using a weight comparison
right.
and select only the best of the grains. And then they sprout it. And after sprouting, they stop the sprouting process and then they mill it. And so what we end up with is absorbability that's about 95, 96%. Normally, the absorbability of foods you buy is around 40 to 50.
Right.
So this is like super absorbable. And so people who get on it, their gut starts healing and they feel energized. And anyway.
Yeah. I mean, barley, doesn't barley turn your blood out very alkaline?
It helps with that process, yeah.
Yes, it does, right? It's great for that. And alkaline, then all those diseases can't grow in an alkaline backdrop, or, you know, in an alkaline system, I guess.
Yeah.
Correct?
The pH balance, yeah.
Yeah, the pH balance. So, yeah, I that sounds like a really good product, the barley. The way you guys do it is the right way, because you're doing it the most healthy and absorbable way. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. That's what you need.
Yeah. And I see in the chat line, Diane says, well, I'm gluten-free. Is this gluten-free? It's kind of funny. So barley is not naturally gluten-free. Right? Or barley would be on the list of don't eat it if you need to go gluten-free.
Right.
And yet, we've had people with gut problems taking this barley, and it's healing their broken gut. So go figure.
I mean, I think the gluten-free is like oversold, how they push everything that's gluten-free, gluten-free, gluten-free. I mean, I've eaten stuff, you know, that is like, you know, the Elijah bread, that I'm allergic to gluten, but I do okay with that because it's all fresh sprouted stuff. So, you know, it just depends, you know, what is in there that they have. All that GMO stuff probably is bad. Yeah.
You know, this could be the issue. We may have a less problem with... Well, let me say it this way. Farmers have started using glyphosate, Roundup, on wheat.
Yeah.
They use it to dry it up at the end of the growth cycle to give it more weight and more consistency. Because in the process of dying, the wheat will push all of its energy into the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives the farmer a greater yield and more consistent and more uniform grain, which is what they like. But there's a trace of this glyphosate Roundup left on it.
Mm-hmm. And guess what that is, that Roundup? That's an Agent Orange, less one ingredient. Mm-hmm. That's Agent Orange, just so you know. I learned this from military intel. They're like, that Roundup is Agent Orange, less one ingredient.
Yeah, funny thing about this Roundup, when it was originally patented, it was patented as an antibiotic.
Yeah, for what?
For figure. Well, what it does, it kills microbes.
It kills everything. It kills you too.
No, it kills the microbes. And so it kills the microbes inside of you.
Right.
Which this is the difficult thing, right? So the way the digestive system works is you put food in, the microbes digest the food, and you ingest or absorb what the microbes make out of the food. So
Correct. So
we don't actually digest the food direct. Microbes pre-digest the food for us, and we only absorb stuff from what they leave behind.
Right. You sent me some stuff. You sent me the drops of that stuff to relax the hormones, that cortisol.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing called cortisol ease.
Yes, cortisol ease.
And have you tried it yet?
Yes, I have. It's very relaxing. And then you sent me I had to stop taking the thermal burn because I was too like this.
Too much energy?
Like, even one of them, I'm like this. So before in the beginning, when I was taking two or three, I was feeling great. Now yeah. it's like, I think I've reached a threshold. So it's like, it's, I need to take
a break. You don't need it now. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need it. I'm like all caught up, I think.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the cortisol ease. The cortisol ease really is an interesting product because it helps to dissolve the stress hormone cortisol. So
right.
for people who are stressed out, they yeah. produce too much of it. And people right. who have PTSD, they produce too much of it at the wrong time of day.
It's just only half a dropper. So is that what you take, half a dropper?
Yeah. Normally what happens with people is you're supposed to wake up with high cortisol, and then over the space of the time or over the day, the level should go down and down and down until at the end of the day, it should be low so you can go back to sleep. But people who have PTSD, they end up with this cortisol level high in the afternoon or even in the evening.
Mm.
So I've had people who are overstressed, like studying too hard or watching television late into the night or working too hard all into the night. And then they need to take the cortisol ease to shut off, right? To be yeah. able to just cut the spinning wheels in their heads. Or folks who have true PTSD, they can use it to just shut off the overactive hormonal system. One interesting thing about that should be said is this. Cortisol puts fat on your belly.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the belly fat is mainly caused by excess cortisol. So people who are trying to lose the belly fat, they should...
not take it?
They should take it.
Oh.
It's cortisol ease. Cortisol ease is to remove the cortisol.
Oh, got it. This cortisol is getting rid of it. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you sent me some tablets, some black tablets. Do you remember?
Let me look.
You sent me some black tablets that were... You said it says take two, and I took one, and I didn't really know what it was for.
Oh my Lord, we sent you Zadiol.
Yeah, Zadiol.
Zadiol is an awesome product.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's
what
it controls the hormonal levels.
Okay.
So for people who have hormonal dysregulation, it does really well. If you have, again, PTSD or any other stress-related hormonal dysregulation, it helps with that.
Do you take two? You take two or just one? Two. It says two.
One twice. Like one in the morning, one in the evening.
Okay, not at the same time. Okay, that should balance out my hormones. Yeah, that might be great. I didn't take it today. I took it yesterday. I just didn't know what it was for exactly. So,
yeah.
I just take what's put in front of me. I just take it. But, you know, of course, the greens and the zeolite, I love. The zeolites, I can tell my gums are not receding anymore. They were receding from the mercury. I think it's grabbing all the mercury. So,
yes.
it's doing its job.
Yeah, I see Sandra in the chat line. She says, don't understand how the dentist used mercury. Obviously, they should have known. Well, you know, it's complicated. When you go to school, to the university, you think that you're going there to get educated. And they pump your head full of stuff. And they're telling you that they know what they're doing. And they tell you that mercury silver amalgam, they call it silver fillings. That's perfectly fine.
It makes you lose your memory. You lose your memory from that.
Well, yeah, mercury screws you up in multiple ways. It screwed me up pretty badly too.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I'll never put another one in ever. That's awful. And the gasping for air when it's coming out of you, you're like gasping for air. It's a horrible feeling. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
But I'm getting the zeolites grabbing it because I know it's in my body still. So, you know, the zeolites doing its job. It's really absorbing it. So it's helping out a lot. I can tell. It feels my teeth feel better. Like, you know, the gums are not as recessed, and I can just tell.
Yep. It's great. We're gonna have you fixed up.
Yeah, soon too. And yeah, the dentist is informed. Yeah, the dentist doesn't know that you're gonna get dementia from all the stuff. I had 9 fillings taken out in one day.
You know, they themselves get it. I saw statistics about 15 years ago that the profession with the highest suicide rate were dentists.
Yes. And I've seen that.
And I think it was caused by mercury, because I remember when I was toxic with mercury, I certainly have a lot of really dark suicidal thoughts.
Right.
It was really messing with my mind.
Right.
And somebody called Per Eric says you should not detox while you have your fillings in. That's totally wrong. You should detox from day one. You should be using zeolite because it's binding the floating mercury.
My fillings have long been gone for a year, so I don't know what.
But even if they're not gone, even if you have fillings in your mouth, you're releasing mercury into the circulation, into your system, and you need to find some way to mop it up.
And that thing is like a sponge. It's grabbing all the toxic metals. It's great. Are you still sold out, or did you order more?
No, we caught up.
We're good. So if you guys want the zeolite, that's the thing to buy. I mean, that is a hot commodity, let me tell you. it's a good one.
Yeah, it's
that
great.
Everyone could eat.
Yeah.
How much asparagus would you have to eat to grab all the toxic metals? You'd be eating buckets of asparagus just to grab those toxic metals when you can just do it with 2 capsules of that stuff. It's just great. It's fantastic. I can tell my skin's getting better too. The breakouts, not so bad. You know, it's just better on the whole. Yeah. A lot of people from Facebook. I see a lot of people from Facebook dying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Miss Gills Gamer, my moderator that is on every time, learning and listening. Yeah. This is a educational thing on health. So, you know, he tells you what he does. And I'm learning every time he comes on too. It's just it's good to take it all in. But the products are the best I've taken. Because as I said, what kind of genius would it take to put that many ingredients in one thing and you get it all? And it's a powder. So I already know that if it's powder, it's better, going to be a much better absorption than a tablet or anything else. The powder is just going to go straight in. So it's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the product. I wouldn't be promoting it if I really wasn't happy with it. And we should.
I would like to ask a question.
Okay.
Are there people here that would be interested in losing weight I should say it this way. We have created a product that's got a whole bunch of caffeine in it.
I can't take it.
No, not you. But I wonder if anybody would be interested in getting off of either high coffee or energy drink habit while getting healthy.
Well, what is it called?
Aura Light. AURALITE.
So that's not like the other one that Amanda was promoting, Grace.
No. No, this thing we created is for people who are overweight, tired, and drinking coffee or drinking energy drinks.
But and it has caffeine in it.
Right? It has caffeine in it. So we thought, they're already addicted to caffeine. We can't just cut them off of the caffeine because they'll have withdrawals like you won't believe, right?
Oh, yeah. If you see my church, we consider caffeine, you know, something that we shouldn't tamper with, because I cut my ex off of coffee, you know, when he went to Singapore, and he had, his back was out, he was having diarrhea. It was really bad. It was like cold turkey. I'm like, stop the coffee, because it was just drinking the coffee. It was just too much. And the coffee is very hard on you. I mean, the only thing I've ever done with coffee is an enema, a coffee enema. to clean the liver, I think it was like.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. When you put the coffee up from the bottom way up.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens, actually, it gets absorbed into the blood and goes straight to the liver and stimulates the release of toxins out of the liver, which, that's the healthy way of doing it. But what I'm trying to say is that there are many people who are addicted to coffee, and we have tried to create this product that would help them get better and get off of coffee gradually.
Right.
Right.
Well, you guys should call Martin. He's always available. Well, not always, but he will answer your call and he will custom, talk to you and figure out your needs and basically custom tailor what you need. And if you have this, he has this new product that you guys can try. I mean, basically you can ask him about it and he'll be happy to really tell you about the product. I mean, it's great. I just don't drink caffeine. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I personally haven't touched coffee in, I don't know how many years.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's just not my thing, but I can relate, or I hear about a lot of people being into it in a big way.
Yeah, but I know from my church that just very little caffeine strips all the minerals out of your body, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I know better. But
all right.
You know, if you are addicted to it, you can try this stuff and you can lose weight. So more power to you, to each his own, right?
Mm-hmm. Right,
to
right.
Each his own. Right.
Right. Here's a really cool question. Joe is asking, will liquid zeolite help with low thyroid? So two things to be said. Zeolite is zeolite. So whether it's liquid or powdered, you actually get more for your money with the powdered one, but liquid's more convenient. Right. So it doesn't matter if it's liquid or powdered. It will bind heavy metals. And heavy metals essentially make all functions of your body function less well. So it will affect the immune system, including your thyroid. But it's not a direct effect on your thyroid. If you want to raise your thyroid functioning, you would want to consider, as you mentioned, iodine. And the other element that supports thyroid function is selenium.
Selenium, okay.
Selenium. So you may need both.
So in the Aura C that I take, you have that both in there, right? Correct?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
No, they're in there. So Aura C, I highly recommend it. I take 3 big teaspoons. You even give us a spoon. I was like, what's that hard thing in there? That was the spoon to scoop out the stuff. Yeah. 3 scoopful. Yeah, that's amazing stuff.
By the way, those spoons are biodegradable. You can compost them.
Oh, I don't want to compost them. I want to use them. It's great.
Sure.
So they don't absorb into your system. Yeah. So it's good. Yeah.
And you have an interesting way of pronouncing it. It's actually Auracil, S-I-L.
Auracil. Okay. Auracil. I call it Auracil, but Auracil.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. S-I-L. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
But it's a good product. I love it. It's very, I feel like it's got all the vitamins that you need. It's like a multivitamin in a powder form. And I have months worse, so I'm very excited. My demeanor is better because of the product. So
yeah, I saw a comment. I can't believe it that Kirsten is so chill.
Yeah, because I'm taking the right stuff that's getting rid of all the toxins. Yeah, I was like chickens on a scratch chalkboard, or a sill and Strataflora. You can cover them. Thank you, Martin. Diane Laporte Clump, or a sill and Strataflora. That's what I'm taking. Or a sill and Strataflora.
What do you think she means? I should cover them. Explain
you
it.
You can explain maybe the ingredients, the results. All you have to do is look at me. I'm on them.
Okay, well, all right, so to describe, the Strataflora is designed to rebuild the digestion and elimination. So it's got in it everything you need between your mouth and your anus.
Correct.
And so it's going to be probiotics, prebiotics, soil-based organisms, lactose, kombucha, and several others, bunch of herbs that help to modulate, like the most famous one is slippery elm, that helps to calm down any trouble in the gut. There are other herbs in it that help to stimulate the liver so that there's some detoxing going on. There's diatomaceous earth in it that deals with, it's anti-parasitic.
Killing the parasites and toxins, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know that.
There's a whole bunch of carbon in it, so it's absorbing, you know, and like soak up the toxins. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's, I think it's got about 150 different ingredients.
Yeah.
77 strains of microbes.
Wow.
The Oracil, the Oracil, we have three versions of it, but the basic, Oracil 30, is constructed to help with the structural part of the body. So it feeds the connective tissue. That means skin, hair, nails, bones, everything. I mean, everything in the body is connective tissue, right? So it helps to keep you looking better.
Right.
And with that, there's a bunch of greens in it. They're calming and promoting health. The SIL stands for silica. That's for the compensating for the silica that you lose every day. And silica is the
hair
mineral that holds the connective tissue together or building
it. It helps your hair, right? It does help. No, that's the selenium that helps your hair.
No, selenium helps your thyroid.
Well,
actually, you know, you can't really always say this one thing does one thing. It's not like that.
Okay.
And any one component is always involved in multiple places.
Right. Well, it has all the ingredients then that you need. And then you covered the flora that she was talking about. So
Yeah. Yeah, we actually make 20 different blends, you know. One of them is called Elagiplex. That's helping the immune system to sort out the healthy cells from the unhealthy cells. There's this process called apoptosis by which things that don't function right are supposed to shut off.
Right.
And cancer is able to hold this sorting process at bay. So if you are quite toxic, you need to have a boost. So the Elagiplex is primarily about rejuvenation, just getting the body fixed back up to function like it's supposed to when it's young and healthy.
Right.
But if you happen to have any cancer cells, they'll get shut off.
They will?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. With that product.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yeah. The apoptosis is this process. Like each cell is evaluated, right? Like the immune system has this signaling process, and each cell is supposed to have like a little flag that comes up that says, I'm well or I'm not well. And when it says I'm not well, the immune system should check on it. It says, can you be fixed? And if it can be fixed, they'll fix it. And if it cannot be fixed, it's supposed to shut off, die, and be recycled. And new cells should come up by division in its place. And in case of cancer is blocking this shut off mechanism. And that's how the tumors survive, is by blocking the immune system from shutting them off.
Wow. So the product gets rid of the blocking and gets rid of the cancer just taking control. It mm-hmm. shuts it off.
Yeah, so you can't really quite say that we're not attacking the cancer. We're just helping the immune system promote healthy cells and shut off unhealthy ones.
Right. And you're not a doctor, so you're not prescribing anything. So that's the disclaimer.
No. Yeah, disclaimer. I only talk about nutrition and what will make you healthier. But right. sometimes it's hard to not mention why or what happens, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the results. The results. Yeah. What's happening. Right. Yeah, so we have, do we have any questions?
Barb says, what is the product called? Well, I don't know what she's asking about.
RSL is what we were just talking about.
Yeah, correct? We were talking about Strata Flora and RSL, and that's A-U-R-A-S-I-L.
They work together.
And Abby says, I'm going through menopause, and during this last year, I have gained 100 pounds. I'm feeling like I'm dying, literally. You know, that's probably the thyroid going sideways,
right?
And it would probably require a bit of a
Do you think she should be taking that product that Amanda takes? What is that product?
That would be called Powertone.
Yeah, should she take that one?
Yeah, that probably would be a good thing. That would be a good way to start it up.
Amanda Grace recommends Palatine. She's on it.
I think that would be probably good. But there may be some complications, so it would be good to maybe have a consultation. Call us. The phone number is...
call Martin. He's available to custom these things for you. Yeah. Call him.
Well, click on that link that you see on the screen.
Exactly.
And our phone number's there.
There's a phone number there, yeah. And just remember, he's in the Pacific Northwest, so just the time changes and whatever else, so you know. Yeah.
And somebody's asking what we charge for the consultation. So the first 15 minutes is on the house, always free. Mm-hmm. And most people don't need more. And some people decide to do the metabolic typing, which is a full evaluation with tests and a ton of information that you get back. We charge $97 for that.
Mm. Hi, Martin. I'm feeling great. Love the stuff. Thanks, Anna Morales. There we go.
We've got a
lot of people that take that stuff now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anna. Yeah, there
cute.
You go.
Yeah, and just two before that, my wife has purple swollen ankles. What do you know what that could be? Yep, we know what that is. It's circulation. Heart problems.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to call. We need to unpack that. I do have a product. We make a blend. It's called Heart Studies Formula. And it restores normal circulation. And it may be just what you need. Maybe. Don't know. There may be some other complications, but take a look.
Call him. I'm telling you, he knows what he's doing. You have him at your disposal. Call him. He said click on the link. Phone number. Can we give them the phone number, please? Do you have the number?
Well, they're going to start calling when go to the website. Go to the website. I want people to give you the credit. I want them to click from the link.
Correct.
And somebody, correct. Darlene, says, what about arthritis in your fingers? Well, we do have a product called Arthritis Ease. It's quite affordable, and it will reduce the size of your knuckles. But many people get the problems from either gluten or nightshades. So you may need to just change your diet some.
Oh, gosh. Nightshade. When you say nightshade plants is what you're talking
nightshade
about.
Plants. Tomato, bell pepper, red, yellow, green, cayenne pepper, potato, and eggplant. Those are the famous ones.
So stop taking those.
Yeah, yeah. You would want to try 3 months without that and see if your knuckles stop hurting. Mm. But some people get swollen knuckles on gluten.
Mm, there you go. Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, hypothyroidism. Yeah, we can deal with that. The Powertein is great for that.
Yeah, Amanda Grace is heavy on that. She loves the balance.
Yeah, and what about rheumatoid arthritis? Well, that's a complicated problem. We can deal with it. The product that we sent you, you know, the one called Zadiol.
Yeah.
Zadiol.
Yeah.
I would be starting with that for anyone with rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, definitely.
Mainly because it helps with the hormonal regulation, get the body back together.
God, my hair is getting so healthy and thick. Unbelievable.
You're looking lovely. Yeah, you're looking lovely.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It's like a flower blooming. It's great.
Yeah, somebody's asking about blood thinners. You know, there are natural blood thinners. Well, actually, I shouldn't call it blood thinners. There are natural enzymes that help prevent unwanted blood clotting.
Right.
So there is an alternative to blood thinners, and the natokinase is the name of the enzyme. And of course, we have it in the store.
And do you sell it in a powder form or something?
Capsules, yeah.
Capsules, okay. That's what they use. This is all natural stuff, which means no side effects. There you go. Because sometimes the side effects are worse than the other thing. Yeah, worse. It's in a red side. Healed around. Oh, she's talking about something else.
Yes, somebody's talking about the heels of the feet that are red and get redder as you walk. Well, it looks like circulatory problem, but yeah, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
And
she was asking about Louboutins, but no, she's not talking about Louboutins.
And somebody's saying, how about diabetes type 2? What's the cures besides not eating carbs or sugar? Well, definitely stop eating carbs and sugar, that's for sure. More vegetables.
Zeolite and paperwork says it helps with diabetes. Is that true?
Well, detoxing heavy metals will always help everything.
Yeah. And then this lady just said she's taking Miss the Thyroid Info, even if I'm on levothyroxine.
Levothyroxine is the T4. It's just a supplement that essentially gives the thyroid more fuel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want to just throw things at it like I was for sure easy, right? Like there's always some need to tweak things, but iodine helps a lot. And we also have a product called Sea-Aloe Gold for people who have more complications with the thyroid. It's a blend of seaweed and aloe vera. And that's for people who just need a little better help.
You think I need that?
No. Probably not. No, okay. You're doing good. Yeah, somebody's asking about what about high blood pressure? You see, like high blood pressure could be caused by one of many things. Like, is it the calcium magnesium imbalance? Do you need more magnesium? Or is it caused by sodium potassium imbalance? Do you need more potassium? Is it caused by the hardening of your arteries? In which case, you need enzymes to undo that. Or is it caused by the clogging of the arteries, cholesterol? Do you need help with that? Or is it caused by stress? Do you need to de-stress? So I can't just tell you blood pressure that. No, we need to understand it at the causative layer rather than at take all of this. Maybe Maybe you need all of this. Maybe you need magnesium, potassium, heart studies formula, and cortisol ease. Maybe you need all of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You need all of it. Try it all. Yeah, it's hard to prescribe if you don't know for sure.
No, no. And I wouldn't want to. Why I can't do I prescribe get anyway.
Why do I get migraines from coffee? Yeah, you're not a doctor, so you're not prescribing. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Someone just put the number up. You're not supposed to put the number up. Sorry.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, and you just say you came from me, that's all. Why do you get migraines from coffee?
Well, because it's constricting the blood vessels, right? So it's raising the blood pressure. So of course you get the blood pressure up. There also may be some kind of an autoimmune reaction.
Right. That's why I don't touch it. Yes, I'm laid back, Charlene. It's true. Yeah, good. From all the vitamins, yeah. What would help dry skin and radiation sensitivity? Who's got radiation sensitivity?
Everybody's got radiation sensitivity.
Okay. Do you have some kind of thing that you would suggest?
I don't know. Where would you get radiation sensitivity? Is it because you're taking radiation for cancer? As a treatment?
I don't know what she said. Okay. Dry skin. Okay, Faye, David, we're waiting for your response. Are you doing that for your cancer? Is that it?
I can't believe it. People are jumping on the website and they're harassing me here on the chat line. You know, I'm watching you on Kirsten's show. Can I get an answer? That's me. You're asking me to answer your questions. Please wait a half an hour until I'm offline.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what she never. She just said the same thing. She never said if she was on chemo or anything like that. Who knows? Everyone knows that I'm getting chill around 5:47 because in 2 hours I'll be asleep because I get up at 4 a.m. Get a clue. That's how much I sleep. I sleep more now on Martin stuff because I love it. I love to sleep. That's how your body rejuvenates and regenerates itself if you have a lot of sleep. And I love sleeping. That's my favorite. That's my favorite hobby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What did she say? Someone said something. Let's wait till the show is over and you can call him, right? Just wait till the show is over. Mm-hmm. Let me regenerate your bodies. I know you're not a vegetarian, but is are your products safe for dogs? My dog has cancer.
Okay, that Elagiplex that I mentioned earlier.
It's safe for people. It's safe for dogs. Yeah.
The Elagiplex, we have actually given it to dogs, and we have definitely 100% got them cured from cancer. Just go on the website and read the testimonials. We have some testimonials from guys who said, yep, saved my dog from cancer.
Wow. Okay, and Annie Blackburn, there you go. Okay, what else do we have? Just internet, etc. Oh, she doesn't. She's talking about the radiation from the internet. Okay. All right.
And what about extreme fatigue and arthritis? Well, we would try to fix it with nutrition, right? We would want to get you off of the inflammatory foods that are causing you the arthritis. The Aurasil again is an awesome tool for helping the body be less inflamed. And we would want to eliminate the foods that are inflammatory.
Right. Japan making.
Abby, it's the Elagiplex. Elagiplex.
What's your question about? Was there a question about something for sleep? No, there was not a question for something for sleep.
Does somebody want to have something for sleep? I think banging your head on the wall helps. No, I'm just being silly. You know, magnesium is the mineral that will help you relax.
Right.
All green things that are rich in chlorophyll will help you relax. If you really need something strong, then the cortisol ease will cut the cortisol, the stress hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Foods that get rid of radicals: daikon, broccoli, spinach, artichokes. Yeah, all of his green. All that. He has all of those in his Oracil. I mean, there's tons and tons of ingredients. I mean, stay away from Senomix. I don't even know what that is. I never heard of it. Senomix.
Yeah. I don't see that.
Stay away from never heard of it. It must be a brand of something.
Oh yeah, okay. Stay away from Senomix. Okay. Well, I'll see what the heck Senomix is, just for the fun of it. Senomix is an American biotechnology company that develops food additives. The company claims to have reverse engineered human taste and aroma receptors. That sounds really nasty. Flavor enhancer from aborted fetal cells.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
Epstein-Barr. What is, I don't even.
Epstein-Barr is a virus. It's really nasty. It gives people trouble, for sure.
Oh. All right. You're welcome for this. Yeah, you need to call Martin if you have any questions, and for your specific case. He gives you the custom design just for you. But the Oracil works for everyone, and the Flora works for everyone. So I think that's our two general ones that work.
Yeah.
He gave Amanda the Palatine, which is more to get her going faster, and he gave me the Oracil to
slow you down.
Yeah,
exactly. Somebody's asking about Tourette's syndrome. Tourette's is one of the conditions that's on the spectrum, you know, the autistic spectrum on one extreme and the ADD on the other. And Tourette's is sort of in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's mainly related to problems with heavy metal toxicity, so I would be wanting to detoxify the person. Zeolite would be our first pass, and then I would want to heal the gut, so humic and fulvic acid would be our second pass, and then strata flora would be our third pass, and fixing the nutrition would be that. Most people on the spectrum have food issues. They usually are addicted to the foods that hurt them the most. Most of the time, it's things like
sugar.
Sugar and bread.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of carbs.
But sometimes it's breakfast cereals, right? Like I saw a story on television about a kid who was eating only a certain kind of egg waffles. And it was cinnamon flavored waffle. And then the company discontinued it. And the mother went on television to try and beg anywhere, anyhow, she bought the last 8 cases of it because the kid would eat nothing else, right?
Oh, God. And that sounds like Eggo cinnamon waffle.
Well, these were healthier. But they were still cinnamon flavored waffles, right? So it's white flour with cinnamon flavor.
Cinnamon flavor, not real cinnamon. Cinnamon's good for you, right? The real cinnamon's good for you.
Yeah, the real cinnamon's good for you. Yeah.
Any more questions, people?
Oh, there are a ton of questions. Like, what do you do with pressure headaches? Well, we work on reducing the pressure, right? We work on getting your immune system back in order. It's not a one, two, whatever. There's no pill for that, but there's a process for that.
We just covered that, Jill. What about anxiety? We talked about the cortes, right? Cortes that I was saying.
Well, so anxiety is a sign of the acidic, you know, the pH balance of the body. Depression is associated with over-alkalinity. Anxiety is associated with over acidity. So we need to manage the pH. And we can do that through nutritional changes, but I can't do that over the phone. That's right. Definitely not that.
Yeah, he has 600 products. I'm sure there'll be one of those 600 products that can help you. 600 products. Thank you, Martin. We're starting ours today. That would be Diane. Diane, she's really great on getting all the healthy stuff. Anything for vertigo, anything for fibroid and cysts. Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah. Martin. Okay, I'm just trying to answer these people on the chat line here.
Oh, God. Depression. Yeah, bad health would be very depressing. That's why we have to take all this other stuff.
Right, but we also can do a lot for the body by fixing the pH balance, right?
Right.
So, but it's not something that I can do with a person just like in a chat like this. We need to actually have a conversation sort of one-on-one where we can.
This lady's stuff is interesting. What did she say? She said, my hands are bent, my fingers are crooked, and my thumbs are bent. They look like L's, and my knuckles are huge on one side that bends my fingers. My kids say I have crab hands. What's wrong with her?
Well, to me, it sounds like rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes. So you need to get rid of the inflammation.
Zadiol.
Zadiol. To get rid of the inflammation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inflammation. And yeah.
And of course, we need to deal with the diet, right?
Correct.
We need to remove
Zadiol,
the inflammatory.
You hear that, Abby Day? Zadiol. Z-A, I can't even spell it.
Z-A-D-I-O-L. Only six
Zadiol.
Letters.
Zadiol. Okay. Zadiol. There you go. You have to take it for a while probably to get unbent.
And Mr. Flakeway is wondering how to spell Uracil. A-U-R-A.
Separate word. S-I-L. Two words. Aura and Sil. Okay. Not one word, two words. Anything else? Oh, you're welcome. He comes, girl from Brooklyn. He comes on every week. Yeah, he gives you all the health information you need. Yeah. Black seed oil is great for it. I don't know what black seed oil is great for, but she said black seed oil.
Oh, black seed oil is awesome. You know, the line about black seed oil, it will cure everything except death itself.
I used black seed oil before. It's stronger than, it seems to be stronger than oil of oregano to kill off everything. Do you have black seed oil in your product?
We have it in the store. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, but do I need to take it, you think?
Do you have cancer?
No.
Yeah.
I was taking the black seed oil and I was mixing it with the dimaceous earth and making a salve and to put on when I broke out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, essential fatty acids, right? It's a wonderful thing. I'm not saying only take black seed oil if you have cancer. Black seed oil is an awesome nutrient. But what we try to do is we try to make an all-in-one product. So you don't have to have 50 bottles in your cupboard.
Right. So isn't black seed oil also an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal?
It's all that. It's all that.
It's just like oil of oregano, but stronger.
Yeah. I see a note from Sheila Marie. I stopped eating breads, pasta, and sugar, and I lost 55 pounds in 2 months.
Wow.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. There you go.
Right? And that's the whole thing, is that there are the most inflammatory foods are grains like wheat, corn, and soy, and dairy. And, of course, sugar, right? The five refined things, right? Where's the camera? Refined sugar, refined flour, refined salt, refined oil, and dairy, which is, I can't call it refined, but it's homogenized and pasteurized. So,
black cumin seed oil, I use that in my soaps. It's awesome and adds to the smoothies too. Interesting.
Sure. Soaps. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's been over an hour.
Oh, look at that. How the time flies.
And I'm sure you guys want to call him, so please do. I'm dealing with Lyme's disease. Well, I'm sure Martin can help you with that.
Yeah, but Belissa talks about a uterine tumor. Yeah, we can help you with that. Just call us.
Yeah, call him. Yeah, call him. Okay, everyone. Thanks, Martin, for coming on every week. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and you need to call him. Tell us about the missing gene. I don't know what missing gene you're talking about.
I don't know. They're talking about MTHFR, which gives people this inability to digest certain foods.
I see.
Or eliminate toxins, maybe.
Okay, you're welcome, Mud Rabbit. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And Kay Meadows, what are you doing for your hair, Kirsten? She's taking the Aura-Cell.
I'm taking the Aura-Cell and the other one. Look how thick my hair is. It's just thick. Look, very, very thick. Look. And that's my hair. It's not an extension. It's my hair. It's all good. No complaints there. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of, if I can get rid of this little bit of bag on my eye, then I'll be looking good. But Martin thinks it's fine, so I'll leave it alone. Yeah, there you go. It smells. Okay, guys, thank you very much, Martin, for coming on. And everyone, you can call him now. The phone line is open. There you go.
Thanks. Make it ring. Thank you.
And he's on Pacific time, so you have hours to call him. It's only like 3:03 p.m. there. Yeah. Okay, so.
Thanks, Kirsten. Right. You're so sweet.
You're welcome. he could go for another 6 hours, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, he could go for like 7 hours of phone calls. There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.